something good.
Fourth parak of Meila, fourth Mishnah. Apigol v'anoise emitztarfim ze im ze. The iser of pigol, a carbon which was shechted with the intent to be makrivit at the wrong time, or to eat from it at the wrong time. Or noiser, a carbon that was left after its prescribed time. So if you have a kazayis made up of the two of these, then it's not mitztarfim, because it's completely different isurim. They're two different isurim. So you have only a chatzik azayis of this, chatzik azayis of that. Kamuvan, it's also to eat it, but one will not get malchus. Asher etzva nevela, v'chena nevela m'sar amei, sen mitztarfim, zem ze, the tamei, afila, kakal shebishneya. If you have a sheretz and a nevela, which they have different sizes of tuma, sheretz is with the size of a hadosh, a lentil, and a nevela is kezayis, a nevela b'sar hames, and also a nevela and b'sar hames, that they are the same size of a kezayis, but different levels of tuma in mistafim zemze, the tame feel kikal shebishneim. They not mistarf even to metame like the lesser of the two, because we learned before if they have things that are not exactly the same in their level of tumah or their size of tumah, they're not mistarf. But if you have something which was nitma avatuma, which is a rishon, and something that was nitma with a vlada tumah, and that could be a sheni or a shlishi, then mistarf mizemze metame shikakasha b'shneim. As far as tumas oichel is concerned, since it's all oichel, then we are mitzarif two levels of tuma, and we give it the lesser of the two madrekas. So if you have rishon and sheni, and have a kazayis of each get mixed together, it will all be one sheni.